Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome to our show. This is Mary Brotherton, your host, and today is a special on-demand presentation. I am here with 11-year-old Sammy Vance. When she was 8, which was 4 years ago, she heard about buddy benches at a vacation Bible school. And she told her parents she wanted to have one made for her school because Sammy was shy and she was having trouble making friends. So she started a movement. This has been one of the most phenomenal things. It's a movement of kindness and anti-loneliness. But I'd like to call Sammy my kindness guru because she was featured in Be Unique's issue 7 magazine. And ever since I first talked to her and her mom, I was in love with Sammy. Welcome to the show, Sammy.
Thank you.
We are so happy to have you here, all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana, to the world. You know, there are 17 countries that listen to us. So I don't know who's listening right now, but if anybody wants to talk to Sammy, you're more than welcome to call in. Our number is 516-418-5651. So, Sammy, tell us a little bit about your inspiration. I know you saw something about this at your vacation Bible school, but what made you think that you, at 8 years old, could do something like creating benches to make people feel less lonely?
Well, I've heard stories about other people doing amazing things, and I just knew that anything is possible. And the first kid that did this was also really young. Did the buddy benches, was also very young. And my mom gave me hope. My dad gave me hope. And my principal did too, telling us that we could do it for our school.
That was really cool. Now, how long did it take you to save up enough? Let me back up for a second. Tell everybody what the buddy benches are made from.
The buddy benches that I did for my school, they are made out of plastic caps and lids.
Okay, plastic caps and lids from, like, Coca-Cola bottles and water bottles?
Yeah, and, like, just no metal caps or anything were allowed, but plastic caps and lids were, because that's what the company used, and I like doing that because it helps the environment as well.
So what do you do with the bottles if you're just keeping the lids?
Okay, so we save them, and some other people, I guess, sometimes they use them to make projects, or we keep them to make projects, or we also recycle them.
Okay. So nothing's going to waste then.
Right.
How many caps does it take to make one bench?
I don't know the exact amount of caps, but it takes 200 pounds to make 1 6-foot bench.
200 pounds? That's almost as much as I weigh. That's a lot. That's... Yeah, I mean, most guys, most grown men don't weigh 200 pounds, depending on how tall they are, I guess. But, golly, that's bigger than most people's dogs. You know, if they got like a big dog, that's bigger than most dogs. So, how do you get all those caps to the place to build the bench?
We took them down in a trailer. Okay, so me, my mom, and my dad, we borrowed a big trailer from someone, and we put all the caps in there to bring them down to Evansville.
Like in plastic bags or trash bags or something like that? Or boxes?
Yeah, I think we brought them down in trash.
So you said you had to get a big trailer. So that was probably 5 or 6 bags of bottle caps?
I don't know. It was quite a bit.
Well, didn't you make 2 benches the first time? You got enough to do 2 benches the very first time, right?
3 benches.
3? So you had 600 pounds of bottle caps on the trailer.
Well, actually, when we first started it, it was 400 pounds for one buddy bench. But they brought it down because they started getting so many caps and donations.
Okay. So you got 3 benches on your school grounds. And what happened with those benches? I mean, the benches are nice and they're pretty. And I know yours are all, I think they're all yellow, right?
Yeah.
Because that's your school color?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened when your classmates and other kids saw these benches? What did they do?
Well, I had to have a few announcements on how they work and in assembly so that everyone knows how to use it. And then I started seeing less lonely kids, and I think it's really cool.
Well, wait a minute. How to use a bench? You just go and sit on it, right? It's a bench.
Or how to use a buddy. Yeah, it's just a bench that makes other kids aware that if you're lonely, that the people are, if people are sitting on it, they're lonely or new to the school and they want friends. So it makes the other kids aware that they want someone to play with.
So your buddy benches are like a conversation starter then, right?
Yeah, kind of.
They say the things that maybe a kid, because when you started this, you were very shy, weren't you?
Yes, very shy.
I don't think you're shy anymore, because I know you've been on dozens of TV shows and radio shows, and you've been interviewed by magazines and all kinds of amazing stuff. But the fact that so if I go to your school in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I want to get to know somebody new, I want to make a new friend, I just go and sit on one of the benches, and the bench basically says, hey, this lady with the crazy hair is lonely and she doesn't know how to talk to people, so come sit down and talk with her. Is that what it's basically doing?
Yeah, that really is. Just
cool.
Makes other kids aware.
So after you put your 3 benches on your school playground, were you finished? Was that it? You just said, okay, I've done my 3 benches. I'm ready to move on. Let's go do something different.
Actually, I gave some to other, we got a big, it's like a donation or, no.
Well, I know
we
that
got
you got stuff from Walgreens. How did that happen?
Yeah. I was on the
How did Walgreens get involved in it?
I honestly don't really know. I just know that I was on the Today Show, and they surprised me with that.
Wait a minute. Wait, back up. Back the train up. You were on the Today Show.
Yes.
In New York.
Yes.
Get out of here. You're just a little girl. What are you doing on the Today Show?
Well, I don't know.
I know. They thought you were pretty phenomenal and amazing and kind and generous, and they wanted to get to know more about you, which is why you're on my radio show right now, because I want the world to know who Sammy Vance is. I want everybody to be able to donate to help you fulfill your mission of making the world kinder and no more loneliness, right? Isn't that what you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah,
so after you were on the Today Show, and I am so jealous. I'm not really jealous. I think it's awesome that you were there. But I think that was when Walgreens saw you. Somebody at Walgreens and said, hey, let us help you, right?
Well, on the Today Show, they surprised me at the end of it. They actually told me that that Walgreens was going to give us a shipping fund. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, they were going to collect caps. UPS did the shipping fund.
Yes, UPS wishes delivered. And because of that combination, you had more caps to build more benches, and you were able to give away how many benches to other students, other schools?
75 benches. Yeah, with the Walgreens.
Pretty good. And I know that people can go to your website, which is sammysbuddybenchproject.com, mm-hmm. or they can go to any of your social media, and they can see pictures of you sitting in the front of a bunch of benches, and those are the 75
yeah.
benches from Walgreens. And because of that, you didn't have to spend any money, and these schools didn't have to. Because typically, if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember, it seems like forever ago that we interviewed you for the Be Unique magazine issue 7. But it's been less than a year, I think. But because of when you have the you can't just say, okay, here are my 200 pounds of bottle caps, make me a bench for free. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No. There is a little bit of a fee. It's $250 with the etching. No, without the etching. And then if you want to get the etching like we got that says Buddy Bench, it's just a little bit extra.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
but you guys can, like, schools can do fundraisers and stuff to raise all that money.
And exactly. Because when you had Walgreens give you the bottle caps, and you had UPS give you the shipment fee, who paid for that 200 some odd dollars to have the benches actually made?
Walgreens funded that.
Oh.
Yeah, and
so they gave you the caps, and they gave you the money for that. Thank you, Walgreens. That's very nice. So you were able to give about 70. Did that go to 75 different schools, or did some schools get more than one bench?
Yeah, I think it went to all 75 different schools. I don't think any schools got more than another. Each school got one.
That was in the United
States. Yeah, it went to 75 schools.
So after this is kind of when things started kicking up for you, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you started getting invited to more interviews and more shows, because you were on, I think, was it a Today Show version in Fort Wayne? Good Morning Fort Wayne or something like that?
I'm in like the NBC Good Morning Show, right? Yeah.
Okay. And you've been on CBS and Fox.
Yeah, and Reese Witherspoon tweeted about me after the Today Show.
Nice. You were on PBS Kids too, weren't you? Or did they just do an article about you?
Yeah, I think I was on.
So you do a little vlog on, and it's on YouTube, isn't it? Called Cap Talk.
Cap Talk Live. It's on Facebook. I do like Cap Talk Live on Facebook, and I haven't done one in a while, but it just kind of I just talk about what's been going on with the buddy benches and stuff.
You were also chosen for Sodexo Performance Zone campaign two Decembers ago, I think. This was when you first started almost.
Yeah, I think so.
And for our listeners who don't know, Sodexo is a, maybe your mom can step in and help with this. It's something to do with school performance and accomplishments, but I don't remember exactly what it is.
I can go ask her.
Oh, that's okay. I've got the internet right here. I can look it up. That might be the best thing for me to do because that's what I do. Sodexo, S-O-D-E-X-O, is, well, now that's not it. That's a French food service. That's weird. Okay. I'm finding all kinds of stuff about everything except this. Well, let's do Sodexo schools. Well, it is something to do with catering and facilities management in schools. I didn't know that. I thought I had to do it with something else. So that's okay. I learn as I go. I learn as I go through this. I know that also you've recently or will be featured in Highlights Magazine, won't you?
Yes. Yes, I will be sometime soon. In July,
very
I think.
Cool. Also, I was excited when I found out that you were named, you were the very first person to win the IJA Sammy Vance Youth Civil Achievement Award.
Yeah, that was so cool. I got to give a speech, and it was awesome.
Tell our listeners what IJA stands for, please.
It's the International Jugglers Association.
So these jugglers, I think I'm pretty sure I saw a video of you being juggled over. They were showing.
Yes. Yeah.
Your mom had been going nuts over that.
They even juggled cats for me.
Oh, wow. And your mayor at Fort Wayne gave you a certificate of excellence.
Yes, that was awesome.
Right? Yeah. And you've won the International Eco Hero Award, and you got first place in Buddies Not Bullies. I mean, you've been your short time on this earth, 11 years, you have done a lot that there are people a lot older than you just wish they could do. I think you are an amazing young lady, and I want you to keep up the good work. I'm going to take a quick break. We've got to run a little commercial here. And when we come back, I want to talk more about what's gone on as a result of your work with Walgreens and UPS. So hang on for just about 37 seconds.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with Sammy Vance, who started the Buddy Bench Project. If anybody wants to call and talk with Sammy, our number is 516-418-5651. If you're calling from outside the United States, you need to dial your country's exit code and 1, and then 516-418-5651. If Sammy doesn't have an answer, I do. And if I don't, Sammy and I together will make up something to make you laugh. I guarantee you. After you got the 75 benches from Walgreens and UPS delivered them all over the country, what happened after that? I mean, who else? I know we have more than 100 or 75 schools in the country, but there are other countries that are involved with Sammy's Buddy Benches, right?
Yes. There's countries like India. They actually had a day named after me one time to collect cats all day. There's Germany. There's Canada. There's all different countries.
Australia and Mexico, too, I think, are included in that.
Yes. Yes.
Very nice. So if a school wants to build a buddy bench, all they need to do is get 200 pounds of caps per stool, or not stool, bench. Why am I thinking of stools? Anyway, then they have to find create a fundraiser to raise the money to pay for the benches. Where do they go to get the benches made?
There is a company called Green Tree Plastic down in Evansville, Indiana, and that's where they make them. Or that's the company that we brought, and that's they make them there.
But there may be other countries
that
are. Okay. In the country?
That's the only one that we found in Indiana.
Okay.
In the United States, actually, yeah.
Oh, wow. So I guess they have to also raise money for shipping then.
Yes. But we just brought them down. Our family just brought them down, but a lot of other people, they find volunteer drivers. Yeah, they reach out with the community and all that, so.
Very cool. So you've got about 100 more schools that are working toward this right now, or 100 schools that have already done their bench?
At least 100 that have already done it, but there is quite a bit that I'm pretty sure, or at least, that are still doing it.
Okay. So what about people like me? I don't have any kids in school. I've got a couple of grandchildren, but they're in high school already. I guess high schools and colleges could also have buddy benches. But if I want to just donate my caps, how would I do that? Where would I send them?
Well, you can find a nearby school that's collecting, and you can drop them by there. Or we have a list on our Facebook page that you guys can drop them off at. Or just, find a nearby, or just somebody nearby that's collecting.
Okay.
Yeah, Green Tree.
And your Facebook page is Sammy's Buddy Bench Project, right?
Yes.
And Sammy's is spelled S-A-M-M-I-E-S.
Yes.
Okay. So what has been the best thing for you out of all this?
Well, I like meeting new people and learning about new things.
So yeah, what's
I
the
have
neatest?
Pen pals. I have so many pen pals that I write to now.
Really? How many do you have? Do you know an idea?
I don't know exactly how much, but I have some out of the country. And I just have a ton.
So how often do you write to your pen pals?
I try to write to them consistently, maybe at least once a month, but try to do it more every other week or something.
Wow.
Because they're my friends, you know?
Yeah. And that's a good way to stay in touch. You said you like learning new things. What is the most interesting thing that you think you've learned after starting the Buddy Bench Project?
I've learned that you don't just have to be an adult to make a difference. You can be a kid, too. And you can really do anything. I just think that it's awesome what I've been doing and what other people do. I've learned actually quite a bit about recycling because I have a pen pal that has a company, and he recycles.
Yeah, you've got to be talking about my buddy Ryan Hickman.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he's so cool. And he's younger than you, right?
Is Ryan younger than me? We're the same age. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we Skype a lot, and we write back and forth.
I know that if there's anything to be learned about recycling, Ryan is your go-to guy. I've learned so much from his Instagram and Facebook page about what to do and what not to do, things I didn't know. And I think there are a lot of adults all over the world who don't know the proper way to recycle, or that some things that like for instance, you can recycle cardboard, but you cannot recycle a pizza box.
Right, yeah. Because the grease that's in it, and yeah.
So you have pen pals all over the world or just all over the United States?
All over the world.
Wow, that's nice. Do you have one that is like doing something else that's really special that you think other than Ryan?
Justin, he's trying to save frogs, and
Justin's father, yeah.
One of these, yep. Bria, she's Face of the Endangered.
We wrote a story about her recently.
Yes. Chloe Care.
Chloe was in the same issue you were in. She helps take care of provide things for the homeless.
Yeah.
Out in California.
Like, I have so many friends that do awesome things, and I'm grateful to have them as friends.
You know what I want you to do for me? I would like to know your friends, the ones that are doing things like Justin and Chloe and Ryan and Bria. I'd love to know who they are and what they do. If your mom will let you email me or text me on Facebook or whatever, just send me their names and maybe, this person is saving the frogs. This person is painting pictures for the endangered or whatever. That would be really cool because I want to always keep focusing on the youth and show the grown-ups that these kids all over the country, all over the world, are doing things that are making a difference. So grown-ups, stop thinking, oh, woe is me, the world is going to end, and start thinking about ways to make the world better.
Yeah, we're going to change the world.
You are. Your generation is it, and I am so honored to know all of you. Something that you do in addition to, or kind of goes along with your Buddy Bench project is, and that's why I called you at the beginning of the show, a kindness guru. You're all about being kind, aren't you?
I guess you could say that. Yeah, I like
and,
to spread kindness.
You like to spread kindness and you like to spread smiles. I know that. Something that you did. Tell our audience what you did for all of your teachers in your school not too long ago.
Oh, I went in after school one time and I put sticky notes on their doors like, you're awesome, you're funny, just to put a smile on the face.
So, why was that important to you?
Sorry, what?
Why was that important to you to do that?
Well, just because some teachers, they have rough days, and I want them to be cheered up, and just to encourage them to always be kind and have a great day. Yeah, and that they're appreciated because some students, yeah.
some students just are a little more challenging than others.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah,
so
pretty
what
much.
What would you like to say to those students?
That they are awesome still, and just to try to be kind to everyone, and that if they use a buddy wrench, they will have more friends.
I like that.
And they have
I
value.
Like that.
Yeah, and they have value.
Yes. Everybody has value. And even though they may not feel like they do for whatever reason, I mean, everybody has a different reason for feeling the way they do. That doesn't make them any less valuable than anybody else. And it's
right.
important to know that you are loved and you are lovable. And
yeah.
it doesn't take, it's not any harder to spread kindness than it is to be mean. Actually, it's easier to be kind, I think.
Yes.
So, do you have a particular show that you've been on, a TV show or radio show, or even a newspaper or magazine article that you were featured in that stands out as being very special for you?
Well, I think I like all of them, to be honest. I like, the Today Show was awesome because Kathy Lee wrote me a song.
Soul?
Yeah, it was awesome. I liked 60 Second Doc because,
yeah.
Because I think that I might want to be a director when I grow up, and it was awesome to be, behind the scenes and do all that.
That's good to know because, Be Unique is going to be around a long, long time, and we have started doing documentaries. So when the time comes, we may be hiring you. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So you have talked a little bit about your benches and your kindness campaign. Tell me something about your family, because, you know, it's all been Sammy, 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 but there's more to you than just you. Tell me a little bit about your family, if you will.
Well, I have two brothers, one sister. Both of my brothers are taller than me, and my sister is 6 years old. She's younger. And they like to spread kindness, too. The other day, we brought cards to the nursing home because they can't have any visitors around this time. So we brought them cards so they could hang up around the nursing home and put smiles on their face.
That's sweet. That is very sweet. Now, are you the second oldest in your family?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any dogs or cats or other pets?
Sadly, no, we cannot have any dogs or cats because my brother is allergic.
Oh. Well, that's okay. He may grow out of that allergy or he may just have to end up wishing for pets, but that's quite all right. So what do you do when you're not spreading kindness, you're not decorating the sidewalks with words of cheer, and you're not putting rainbows in your window or building buddy benches? What else do you do? You're an honors student at school, right?
Yeah. I write books. This kind of relates to the buddy bench, but I've been writing books, and I just play outside, ride my bike, ride a scooter, just like a normal kid. I've been sending smiles, writing to my pen pals more often every day, and I'm trying to get someone from every state so that that I can write to.
So
yeah,
what states?
Smile.
What states do you still need?
I need quite a few, but the states that I have are Ohio, Kentucky, New York, Maryland, Alaska, California, Alaska, wait, yeah, Alaska, California, and Washington.
Yeah, you do need quite a few.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just starting.
You should put something on your Facebook and tell people you want to be their pen pal or kid. You know, let them know that you want to be pen pals with their kids.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think that's really cool, though, that you've got that many. I think you should get pen pals from around the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really cool to see the stamps that come from other countries. I used to have a lot of pen pals when I was about your age. And I actually still have a few of them, but we've started using email now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, getting mail is funner, I think.
Oh, yes. Getting something in the mail is a lot more fun because it's something you can touch in your hand, and you know that they took a little time to do it. Email is great.
Right.
But there's something special about getting a letter in the mail.
Do you want to smile for me?
Do I want to smile from you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll be your pen pal. I like writing letters.
Yeah, then I got Florida now.
That was pretty clever, girl. I like that. I like that you are very always thinking about, and you put a smile on my face just then. Absolutely. You were included in Martha Stewart's Living magazine, weren't you? Back when you were about 9 years old. Did they interview you in person, or was it done like when, you know, I interviewed you over Zoom or Skype or whatever?
It was through email.
Okay. That's cool. That's very cool. There, you know, technology helps us stay connected, especially now that we're in this crisis around the world and people are not, they're requested to stay home to keep everybody else healthy and keep yourself healthy. So it's good that we have the ability to have radio shows that don't require you coming in to sit at a studio, or we can have magazine interviews or TV interviews that can be done through internet. I love that. What's your favorite technology?
Well, I don't know. I want a phone.
You want a phone? But do you do all of any of your, you know, I mean, I know that you do your videos and your cap talks. And I know your mom helps you with the social media, right?
Yeah, she's like pretty much in charge of most of my social media.
Okay. Well, that's smart because, and it's very nice that she'll do that. A lot of mothers don't have time for that. And I will say again, hats off to your mom and your dad and every parent, every kid, all of these kids that you talk about that are doing things, that are moving the world in the right direction. It's because they have parents who support them. And then there might be some kids who do it because their parents won't support them and they have to do it on their own. But I think mostly the parents of the kids that we have interviewed, they definitely have very supportive families. So what do your brothers and sister think about all the attention you're getting with your buddy benches?
Well, sometimes they like it. they like it. They support me. My brother, he always, he drinks like the Go-Go squeezed applesauce. And he always brings me up the cab in the middle of the day.
Nice. Is this your oldest brother or your younger brother?
That is my younger brother because my older brother doesn't like those.
Ah. And your older brother is a football player, isn't he?
Yeah, he plays football. And he was going to do track, but don't know if that's going to happen this year.
Yeah, because it's just about coming up on track season.
Right, yeah, he made the team and everything, but don't know if it's going to.
And that's not something you can do virtually.
Right, yeah.
Unless the school gives everybody a treadmill and says, go for it.
Yeah, Mom makes him run every day around our cul-de-sac.
Nice. I'm going to take a break for another commercial, and we'll be back in 58 seconds.
Okay.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome back to the show. I almost forgot what I was doing. My name is Mary Brotherton. I'm your host, and I'm here with Sammy Vance, who is the little brain powerhouse behind Sammy's Buddy Bench Project. When she was 8 years old, she had an idea, and her parents supported her, and her principal at school supported her, and her community supported. Next thing we know, Sammy is sitting in New York City, all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the Today Show. And at the end of that show, she found out that Walgreens was supporting her by providing the funding to pay for the benches, as well as giving her the bottle caps. And what Sammy does is she recycles all these caps, just the little cap, and lids, bigger lids from other things. And we'll talk about that in just a minute, Sammy. But she takes the bottle caps from drink bottles, like bottles of water or soda or apple juice, orange juice. And then she has them sent to a specific place in Evansville, Indiana. And they make benches called Buddy Benches that are a physical way for especially a lonely or shy child, student of any age, grown-ups can use them too, to sit down, and the bench is like a message to the world. I would like someone to come talk with me, or I want somebody to play with, or I'm new in town. So this is what Sammy does, and she has pen pals all around the country, and she just picked up one in Florida right here on the radio show. So I want to say, if anyone is listening, you can call in. If you'd like to be Sammy's pen pal, it doesn't matter if you're old or young, Sammy will send you a smile and a reason to smile. Just call in. The number's 516-418-5651. If you're in the United States, that's it, 516-418-5651. If you happen to be listening from any of the 17 countries that I know are out there, actually, we have listeners in three of these countries. We don't currently have listeners in Mexico or India. I'd love to have them join us. But you have to dial your country's exit code and then 1-516-418-5651. I lost my train of thought, Sammy. I don't even know what I was going to ask you next. Do you?
I can read
you
a poem.
Are you a mind reader too? Huh?
I can read you a poem.
I would love to hear your poem.
Right now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. It's called True Friends. Do you want me to sit with you? I see you are alone. If you are sad or blue, I will be your friend, that's true. Don't worry about those bullies. I'm your buddy here to stay. No more being lonely. I'll listen and we can play. I will always be there for you. I will be your friend, that's true. Let there be buddies, not bullies. Kids can be kind. Let's put a smile on your face. We can make the world a better place.
Absolutely, we can make the world a better place because of people like you, Sammy. I know that you have been featured on more than 40 different, 50 of them. And you've won four awards plus your poetry awards. I know that you're one of the kid leaders on Giving Tuesday Kids.
Yes.
And you're an honor student. You've got two brothers and one sister. And I'm getting tired thinking about all the things you do. You have 6 videos that went viral with over 40 million mm-hmm. views.
Yeah.
What were those videos about?
About how you can spread kindness, about the buddy bench. UPS was one of them. And I like I said, I liked making that video. And, yeah, I got to meet a producer and everything, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I just think that it's awesome that they went viral just so that it teaches more people to be kind.
Exactly. That's exactly why that kind of stuff needs to go viral. You were also asked to be one of the featured videos in the Be the Voice anti-bullying campaign in Georgia, weren't you?
Yes.
Oh, we have a caller. Hold on. Let me see who it is. Hello, who's just called in?
Hi there. My name's Jean. I just wanted to call in and tell Sammy thank you so much for everything that she has done.
Thank you
for calling, Jean.
Yeah.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. When I was a child, I went from school to school because my father traveled a lot. And I never had a chance to fit in. And it's always kind of hard when you go as a new kid or new person anywhere. And if people don't, like, reach out. And it's such a little baby step that's so easy to do for people who aren't comfortable reaching out. And I just want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Jean.
Well, sure. It's good. I'm just so glad to be out there. And I just got to tell you, I love kids these days. You know, I was one once, and I raised a couple, and I just want to tell you thanks again. I do have to go. Because I got to go take care of my puppy. He's nose deep in mud, and I'll never get him clean if I don't. I'm gonna be listening.
Awesome. And I know your puppy. His name is Bob, and he's white. So get him out of that mud.
I will. Thank you so much, and keep it up. And I'm proud of you, and I will be continuing to listen, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Jean. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Wasn't that nice, Sammy?
Yeah.
It's always good to have somebody call and it doesn't have to be a phone call. It can be an email. It can be a card in the mail. It can be a sticky note on the door that says, hey, what you're doing is making a difference in my life. And I think that's important. And I want more people to know, like you said, you don't have to be a grown-up to make a difference. What was the rest of it? Kids can make a difference, too?
You don't just have to be an adult to make a difference. You can be a kid, too.
Yeah. I love that because I think a lot of people think, well, I could make a difference after I graduate high school. Or I can make a difference after I graduate college. I can make a difference after I get married. You can't wait until afterwards to make a difference. You have to make a difference right where you are.
Yeah.
And I think that is absolutely the key. So I want to remind everybody that Sammy is looking for pen pals. If you would like to be Sammy's pen pal, all you have to do is reach out to her on any of her social media. On Twitter, that's Sammy's Benches, S-A-M-M-I-E-S. And on all other social media like Instagram and Facebook, that's going to be Sammy's Buddy Bench Project. So S-A-M-M-I-E-S, Buddy Bench Project. Or you can go to sammysbuddybench.com and contact her. If you or a child you know would like to be Sammy's pen pal, she's trying to get one from all 50 states. And right now she's up to 8 states. So we would love to have you reach out to Sammy. And if you want to donate your caps, go to sammysbuddybench.com or visit the Facebook page and find out where you can donate your caps. You can drop them off or send them to any of the participating schools. What is the minimum that somebody can send? If somebody says, well, I don't have very many caps, how many would you recommend people send?
Every cap counts. It doesn't really matter as long as you're still helping. So
if I only have 5 bottle caps, I can send them into a school.
Yes, I've had people send me like 5 bottle caps. So
nice.
Yeah.
So, are you still collecting bottle caps at your home?
Yes, not for our school, but for other people, we collect bottle caps. We try to help out as much as we can so that other kids can have a buddy bench at their school.
Very cool. So is there anything else that you want me to make sure our listeners know about?
I'm not sure. We covered a lot of things.
Yeah, we did. What would you recommend somebody do if they see someone who is crying or just looks like they're really sad? What should a stranger do?
Even if they're not on the buddy bench, just go up to them, ask, "Are you okay?" and ask if you want to be their friend or something like that. A little bit just goes a long way. I will say that.
Okay. Now, what would you say if somebody's shy and they see another person who's sad and this shy person wants to do something and there's no buddy bench around and they're scared to say something? How can they cross that gap that way?
Well, face your fears and just try your hardest to go up to them. Introduce yourself. Just try to introduce yourself. And maybe you won't be shy anymore. Maybe you guys will be best friends. Who knows?
That's cool. And something that I find that helps, that doesn't require any words, is just smiling. If you see somebody and you can connect with their eyes and they look unhappy, you can smile. And 9 chances out of 10, unless something really, really bad has happened, that person is going to smile back. They can't help it.
Yeah, like smile and wave high or something.
Yeah. And sometimes, somebody is sad. It's okay for them to be sad. It's not that everybody has to always be happy and singing and smiling, because sad things happen in the world.
Right, you have to have emotions. So.
Yes, you have to have emotions, and it's okay for everybody to have whatever emotions they have. But sometimes just smiling, sharing a smile, is enough to let that person know it's okay. I'm here for you. And I think that's how we need to end our show, with a smile And we've heard your wonderful poem. I want to tell everybody to donate cats by going to sammysbuddybench.com. Reach out there. Now, you've got all of your social media should be also on your website, right? They can link from your website.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that all of it is on there.
Let's find out. I can do that. I love being able to do things. Oh, wait a minute. We can't find Sammy's Buddy Bench. I think I need to put project in there, don't I? I'm sorry. I know how to do this. Sammy's Buddy Bench Project. Okay, sammysbuddybenchproject.com. That's how you find it. And there's a contact button at the top. And all you have to do is just reach out and ask, you know, how do I donate these caps? And I guarantee you that I don't see your social media, but that's easy enough to find. But people, you will not get over this. I mean, it's really interesting. You need to go visit sammysbuddybenchproject.com, and there'll be pictures of Sammy and her classmates and her friends and her cartoons and her comic book. I mean, Sammy is 11 years old, folks. She has written 3 books, I think.
How many books have I written, Mom?
We've called one, and then you've got written 3 books.
Yeah,
3
books that I hope Dad published.
Reese Witherspoon tweeted about her. Maureen McCormick, Adrienne Haslett, and Ricky Davila tweeted about her. She was on Maria Shriver's blog. She's 11 years old, folks. She's making a difference in the world. She's been featured in almost 50 different radio, television, magazine, and newspaper interviews. She's an award winner. I mean, the International Jugglers Association, that's pretty cool. But become a pen pal if you want to know more about Sammy and about her. I really recommend that children become Sammy's pen pal. I'd love to know what's going on. So go to sammysbuddybenchproject.com, and there you have it. Thank you, Sammy, for joining us. I'm so glad you were here today.
Thank you. I love you guys' magazine.
Oh, thank you. We love having you as one of our features, and I intend to follow up with you. You know, we'll have you back on the show a little later on because, I mean, if you've done all this in 11 years, I can't wait to see what you do with a college degree. You're an amazing young lady, and I just love having you in the world.
Thank you.
And I will say goodbye. And if anyone wants to join us at 9 o'clock tonight, I'm having another interview with another amazing person. We're going to be talking with Susie Ralt about her wild and precious life. So tune in to Be Unique Radio. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.
As she said, every Thursday night at 9 p.m., we also have these special on-demand shows like this, trying to accommodate different time zones and trying to accommodate young people's bedtimes and school schedules. Right now, we're not having much school around the world, but we can still share our positivity, share the smiles, and be kind to one another. It is important to always be kind, because if you can't be anything else, can be kind. Bye-bye.